This next halacha teaches us the reason why it pays to go to shul. It's brought down in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, which actually is a Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Shabbos. So Yeshiv Adam v'staper samuch l'mincha ad shispalel. So we're going to listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch, and we have to ask ourselves, do we actually follow this halacha? So the person should not get a haircut close to the time in which, during the time of mincha. It doesn't really discuss what exactly that means. Mishnah Berurah at length discusses the different types of mincha. The earliest time on a perfect 6 to 6 day would be 12:30. There's a mincha katana and a mincha gadola, which is the six and a half hours or 9.5 hours. So regardless, just to go quickly through this halacha, it says a person should not get a haircut during the afternoon, during mincha time. V'lo yichanis l'merchatz, one shouldn't take a bath. V'lo bersaki, a person should not go to a tanner, which they tan hides. V'lo adin, v'lo lechol, a person shouldn't start a meal, shouldn't go to the beis din. Afilu se'uda katana, even if the meal that they're eating is not substantial. Somuch mincha gadol, before, at the time of Mincha Gedola, which is the earliest time to daven, which is again around 12:30, assuming it's a perfect day, 6.5 hours after sunrise. So let's say you did a terrible thing. Can you imagine that you would have done one of these things? You'd have had a morsel to eat after 12:30, and you didn't daven. So he says, Mikol Eil in Masik, you don't have to stop. Abo Pishi Hischel be Isser, even though you did something which is forbidden. Nonetheless, don't stop. Of course, this is assuming that there is time that after you do this forbidden task that you started, that you'll still be able to daven. If, let's say, if you would just continue to go through these motions, you would miss mincha, then obviously, you have to stop what you're doing immediately. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses the reason for this is dilma aslim shuche. The concern is that once you're engaged in a certain activity, you may lose track of time, and before you know it, you look outside and the sun isn't there anymore, which means you missed mincha. So then he continues and discusses exactly when is the beginning of all these different activities, which we'll skip. And then we see the words of the Ramah. V'yesh chayokin, there are those that are a little bit more lenient and disagree. Usvirluhu de suda katana mutar. Ve'enu asa rak besuda besudas nesuin omila. That the only time we're more strict when it comes to certain meals is if it's a greater meal, more substantial meal, certainly when it comes to a meal of a wedding, which can take, well, we've all been at weddings for a long time, and therefore certainly one can miss mincha if you started such a meal. Hours later go by, and unfortunately you'll have missed mincha. V'yesh omrim diafil suda gedola samuch mincha gedola shari. If you're eating this a large meal, but it's just like around 12:30 in the afternoon, so you still have a long time. So some people lean with that. V'yesh omrim suda katana afil samuch mincha katana shari. Let's say it's already 3:30 or approximately, and there's only a couple hours left, but to have a small meal, there's some that are lenient. V'nehogu hakil kishtei svaros. The Rama says that we're pretty lenient when it comes to these meals. The hainu suda gedola samuch mincha gedola suda katana samuch mincha katana, as we just said. But why? Why are we lenient if, after all, the Mishnah in Shabbos discusses the issues that arise? The Asher Tam says the Ramah, perhaps is mishum de'achshav koron lebeis hachneses loy chayshinan dilma yishav liyispalo. Since we have synagogues, and therefore people go there to pray, and therefore it's not going to be as likely that a person is going to end up missing mincha. So in this, the Pesukei Tshuvos tells us, he says, "V'hini anu roim sha'olam makilim b'inyanim elu." We find that when it comes to all these different things, doing work in the afternoon, going, having a beis din, eating a meal, taking a bath, getting a haircut, these are not things in which we're very strict about. And on this, he says, we don't find that when you have this choice of doing one of these activities or davening mincha, that we say, oh, you better daven mincha first. We don't find that we're so particular that you have to daven before all these different things. He says, according to the maskan of the Achronim, according to the later authorities, he says that in the event Why are we lenient? How could we just so blatantly go against a Beferish Mishnah? A Mishnah explicitly tells us it's not allowed. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch so strongly says that you began this thing be'isser. So how could we begin it? So the Mishnah Ketubos tells us that in the event that you're dealing with individuals that frequent the synagogue and they daven betzibor and a zman kavua, a set time, since a person continuously goes to the shul, and therefore, even if they're involved in these other activities, they're constantly aware of the fact that they have an hour until mincha, 30 minutes until mincha, they have a certain time they go to a minyan, and therefore, we're not as concerned that they may get preoccupied in these activities, and therefore, we're more lenient. This is not referring to a very large meal, such as a wedding, as the Rama mentioned. If we're getting close to the end of the day, which it's already, let's say, 4, and again, sunset's at 6, you only have a couple hours left, to have a large, large meal, that's something which we would refrain from as well. Even if a person typically goes to a mini mishum, the Su'ud Gadol Shchichi Shichrus, it's possible that a person may not have the mindset because of the open bar that they're serving. Before you know it, you miss Mincha. So when you're dealing with a large Su'udah, better to daven Mincha beforehand, and then afterwards you can enjoy your Su'udah without having to be concerned. Furthermore, he brings down that for this same reason, a person should not take a nap close to the time in which Mincha is going to be recited. And for the same obvious reason, how easy a person could take a long, long nap. And he says in parentheses, El imkin yamid shomer, unless of course there's a shomer that wakes you up, or perhaps a very reliable alarm clock. However, let's conclude with the following sentence. Let's say your minhag is not to go to shul. I'm not sure that's a minhag. So in this situation, if that in fact is your kula, that you're so makel upon yourself that, you know what, shul's not my thing, chal of kol isurim hamivorim b'mishnah. You have no excuse to go against the words which are explicitly mentioned in the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, for that reason, mechati shol lefnei zman mincha katan asur lo lechol, that when it comes to around 3 in the afternoon or so, approximately, a person should not be eating anymore. You should not have a drink, right? Merchatz, or to take a bath, was la'asik b'malach l'shoinos, to engage in different activities in which one could preoccupy their time. Achi espal mincha, to yidavin el imkin yamid shomer olav, shiaskiu espal mincha, unless you are going to be reminded. So therefore, we clearly see that even though the Mishnah does tell us these restrictions, there is, in fact, a very good reason for a person to come to shul, other than the obvious benefits of Hashem b'mekabel or tefilos, easier when we're down in the tzibor, but also that when it comes to the time of davening mincha, all the different restrictions which are found in the Mishnah to you no longer apply.